Good morning, podcasting morning chat. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. And today I'm going through the podcasting morning chat mailbag, answering our audience's podcasting questions. And if you're listening live, we want to hear your questions on the spot too. So if you don't mind, if you're listening live, hit the share button, bottom left-hand side of the screen, and share it however Clubhouse allows you to do so. And if you're a podcaster, please share this with a fellow podcaster. And in the meantime, give me 2 minutes and we'll get things rolling. Thanks for being here. Again, podcasting morning chat. As I often forget to do, my name is Mark Ronick. I am your host this morning. I see on stage with me so far my co-hosts, Nick Nalback and Alex Balish. Today, I want to do something I really don't think we've done before. It's nothing earth-shattering, I promise. I want to go through the mailbag. We've started receiving emails here and there from listeners asking questions around podcasting, trying to improve their podcasting experience. And I've collected some. I'm going to share them. I also collected, I think, one or two from message boards, LinkedIn, Facebook, etc. So we're going to answer some of those. Also, I want to encourage people listening live here on Clubhouse to join us today on stage. I know I often do that. And today, the reason why I'm saying that is because I want some of these answers to come from a place of real life podcast experience. And yes, that does include me. Let me continue. For me, I believe that we really thrive on learning from one another in this community. And sure, like I said, I could probably provide valuable answers to all these questions that we receive, but I don't believe all of my answers are the right fit for everybody. So please join us and share your experiences this morning. Again, there are no wrong answers. You can share your experience. It doesn't necessarily mean it's the best one. It doesn't mean it's the worst experience. It means that you experienced it, and if it's working for you, I believe it's very possible it'll work for somebody else too. So we will dive in, and I meant to get a link I wanted to share to reference the opening question, which is not one from the mailbag. So before I do that, I'm going to stall for a second, and I'm going to tell you just briefly, yesterday, this is just a little personal thing. Yesterday, I was working, I had a lot of work going on, a lot of things going on all at once, and it came to about 6 o'clock. Actually, and I think, Nick, we were on the phone. And my wife came in and asked me to speed things along because she wanted us to go out to the grocery store to get our food for the week. We didn't have anything for dinner tonight. And so I did wrap up as best I could. I was kind of like half paying attention to things as we were leaving the house. So was she. I was leaving a message for Lloyd George, I think, about the Empowered Podcasting Conference. And she had walked out of the house. I walked out behind her as I'm leaving this voice message. And I closed the door. And then my wife goes, pardon my French, my wife goes, oh shit, Mark, please tell me you have the keys. I checked. I didn't have the keys. And by habit, we lock the front door from the inside usually as we are leaving. So we were locked out of the house, locked out of the car. Of course, it was a colder day. And by the way, I get it. There are bigger problems in the world than what we experienced. Let me be clear. And, you know, in the moment, it's a pain in the ass and it sucks and it's cold. And we were not prepared and we were hungry. So I know I've shared before the current residence that we live in, we're renting right now because of that Airbnb property we bought. We lived in it for 10 months and then left, needed a place to stay. So we were able to get in touch with our landlords. I was kind of wishing they would at least maybe make the ride out, but they didn't even offer. So we had to get I got an Uber, had to Uber there, get the key, Uber back. And basically we learned a $60 mistake that we'll never do again. Sucks. Sucks to get locked out. It feels really, I don't know what the word is, vulnerable? I don't know. And yes, I mean to use that word. I know some people know I'm not a big fan of the word vulnerable, but I feel like that really applies here. Sucked. But we made it. It was, 90 minutes of our lives. And like I said, in the big picture, not a big deal. So anyway, here's what I wanted to share with you for our opening question today. I posted yesterday on some platforms, social media platforms, is it time to get rid of the podcast intros? So we've talked about intros before in different pieces of it. I want to talk a little bit about, I want to break down what we really mean by an intro. And I want to discuss the idea of completely eliminating it and what that feels like. And to be clear, the post that I'm sharing, this one doesn't encourage completely getting rid of it. This is one method to try to cut down the intros. That said, I do intend on coming up with another post in the near future that also suggests completely getting rid of the intros and just starting your episode. So what I want to do is first go to Nick. Nick, I'm going to kind of do this in a few parts, and then we'll check in with Alex, and I see DR has joined us on stage, so we'll get some insight, and then we'll also, I have some show and tell from Dan, who's listening here in the audience. We'll get to that too, really cool thing he shared with me yesterday, I wanted to share here. So Nick, first, the AI briefing. For those that haven't listened yet, shame on them, and how does it start? Tell me about the intro to the AI briefing. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. And I agree. If you haven't listened, shame on you. I'm just playing. I didn't do anything crazy with the intro. I wanted it to be quick and snappy episodes. Come in, get your information, get out kind of thing. So each episode literally opens up that says, welcome to the AI briefing. I'm your AI host, Mick. And here is your news for whatever day it is, Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. And then it just jumps right into the content itself.
Okay.
No intro music, no big lead up, nothing like that. Just literally, welcome. Here's the news.
Now, let me ask you, is that because, I don't know, the best way to put it is that because that's the easier way to do it, being that you're fully or almost fully automating the AI briefing?
I mean, that could have been, it would have made it trickier. it definitely would have added another step to the automated process. But I actually wasn't even thinking about that. That would have been a problem that I ran into and been frustrated with had I thought about it.
Okay. So what about the 9-5 Freedom podcast, your original podcast? How did that start? For example, did you start it with a generic intro or an episode specific intro, both? Like, what did that look like?
Yeah, so that one started, and I was always mixing it up. I was trying to find what caught attention best, so I was constantly making little tweaks to it. But usually it would start with some kind of something up front, whether that was like a clip from the episode or me coming in and just kind of setting the stage for what's going to be discussed. But I always tried to lead with like something shocking or interesting, or I don't know, maybe a problem. Something, I always try to lead with that, where I would be talking in that intro, whether I was sharing a quick line from the guest and then kind of leading into the, like, my setup for the episode, I guess. And then from there, I would go into more of like an intro music with, this is the 9-5 podcast with Nick Nelbach. We interview entrepreneurs, yada, yada, yada. And then lead into the episode. So that was kind of a more traditional, quote unquote, traditional approach to the intro.
Yeah. And so how long would you say on average? I know it's been a spell since you've been inside that podcast, but roughly how long would it take from the start to when you got into the meat of it and when you got into your interview? I mean, is it one minute, 2 minutes?
Long. Say it again. Started out way too long. I caught myself at one point going for like a minute or two before I even hit the intro music. So I usually try to keep the, like, my intro, my pre-intro to like 30 seconds. And then I think the intro music itself was 30 to 45 seconds. I want to say it was 30 seconds. So it was probably about a minute and a half before the episode actually kicked off.
Okay. Okay. So, and that's kind of what I encourage in this post that I posted for intros, is trying to keep it around a minute to a minute and a half. Let me go to Alex real quick. Alex, tell me about either one, whether it's Daddy Daughter or it's the What Is From podcast. How do your intros work?
Well, what we did was for Daddy Daughter, Lucy starts it. You're listening to Daddy Daughter Bookworm, so I was like, yeah, for Andrew, talk about children's books. And then we do like, I don't think it's longer than 15 seconds. Music, and then we go right into the episode. For the other one, we have video that kind of works with it, so it's a little bit longer, but I think it's maybe 20 seconds. I it's not longer than a minute, I know that for a fact. But
and are you doing a generic intro with the other one? Because I know the Daddy Daughter one. Yes,
no, they're both generic.
Okay,
they're both generic. Okay. You know, I mean, the only other thing that we do sometimes when I get, you know, if I want to put it in, I have a couple of the actors intro it, like, hey, this is so and so, you're listening to the podcast, and then start the music, and then we go into it. I just think that's kind of neat, but I'm not going to lie. You know, that is, it's kind of takes some time. Maybe it's 30 seconds, but it's definitely not a minute. That's for sure. I'm on the fence about it, and I would love to hear what people think. Like, part of me loves hearing the intros because it kind of gets me into the space of the podcast. But then I can also see like how people just want to get into it. Whatever the intro is, I want to know that I'm listening to that podcast, if that makes sense. And I think that's important to kind of, you know, because there's a lot of different podcasts. So you want to know, hey, okay, I'm in this space. I'm going to be I'm thinking about this person or what that podcast is. So that's kind of my whole take on it.
Very good. Thank you, Alex. And I'm going to thank Auphonic in advance for removing that what sounds like spaceship sounds or roller coaster rides. It's loud, Alex. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm in the car. And I got the I didn't realize that the air conditioner on.
Wow. It sounded like you have all the windows open. And I'm excited to hear what Auphonic has to do with that. See if it can clean that up. Not that we couldn't hear you, Alex. It's just the noise behind you. I was very clear. But thank you. I appreciate that answer. And I am curious too what people think. And I think the reason why I bring this up, well, there are lots of reasons why I bring up whether or not it's time to get rid of the intro. One is I think that don't people really have at least a sense, even if they're brand new to the episode, they have a sense of what they're about to get into. Unless it's been shared with by a friend or something like that, where it's just literally a link that, you know, you get via text and, oh, what's this? And you tap on it and listen. But otherwise, I feel like we have these intros and it's not giving our audience credit for looking at the episode before they press play. We know, I mean, think about our own habits. What do you do before you press play on a brand new podcast? I know that I'm looking at the episode description. I'm looking at the title. I'm looking at the episode description. And if I'm already that far, it means that I'm looking for a specific type of podcast. And so I know what kind of podcast I'm getting into. Then I look at the episode. I see the title. I see the description. I know what to expect. And I press play. So why do I then need the fanfare of a generic intro and then another intro that sets up the episode? And then I get to the meat of it. And sometimes, let's be honest, some hosts then do a whole other intro introducing their guest. I've heard that way too many times. So that's why I bring this up. And Dominic, I'm coming to you in a second, but Tristan, and I know we have others on stage, but Tristan, you popped up while I was saying that. So I'm curious if you wanted to respond.
I'm going to ask somewhat facetiously, are you listening to podcasts one by one while staring at your phone or your computer? Because mine are on my watch and they're on my phone and they're in a playlist. And I don't know what's coming next. It's in the playlist of latest shows. So I want to have that little bit of buffer. And I appreciate there might be variance on that. But the other side of it is storytelling. If you jump straight into it, there's a style of jumping straight into it. But if you just cut the intro off, if the shows are sort of similar, you can be like, oh, what? Oh, I'm in another show. So I think it's setting the scene. So those are the short version.
I appreciate that answer. I would say the storytelling, yeah, I'm with you. It's important. And I believe we could still begin the story by just getting right to it. You know, and the very beginning, yeah, every story needs an introduction, but does it really need a whole separate one, especially like that generic intro that a lot of us use? I appreciate also what you're saying about the fact that, yeah, sometimes it's just queued up and we're listening through our watch, we're exercising, we're not sitting there spending the time looking at that. I appreciate that. I wasn't thinking about that. And I will say, at least my listening habits, if it does auto cue and goes to the next one, it's a show that I'm already following. So I have an idea of what it's about to get into, at least a snapshot, right? I know that this podcast talks about podcasting, so I know they're going to get into something around podcasting. I have an interest in that, so I'll probably listen for a few minutes to see if this is something of interest to me. So yeah, I think it does depend on your listening habits. And Amanda Yoa just popped up here as well. Go ahead, Amanda, because I know you want to chime in on this particular part of the conversation. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good
morning.
I was just going to say, you know, I think for me and my listening experience, I like when there's no drawn out intro into a podcast, especially when I'm binge listening. if you want to have a descriptive, you know, intro about what your podcast is about, you can always create a trailer. So if you have new community members that pop in, they don't know what your podcast is about, they can listen to the trailer, and then, you know, you don't have to keep putting that in each and every episode. I actually cut out the beginning, I believe it was the beginning of this season, the first couple of episodes were my full intro. And then I said, you know what? I kind of just like doing like a quick snippet, 30, 20, 15 second intro of something that I said in the episode, kind of like as a hook. And then it just goes into my intro music and I get right into it. And I really like the flow of that better than having my intro in every single beginning of every single episode. So yeah. Do a trailer.
Yeah, the trailers, I think that's a key point. Yeah, and I think, you know, sometimes people just use the trailers, then tack them on as their intros. And I kind of agree with you, Amanda. It feels a little redundant. Alex, I'm coming to you, and then I'm going to go to Dominic.
I have one question. What do you consider an intro? Because I'm confused now. I'm not trying to be funny, because no. I wouldn't put half of that stuff in. It's like, and again, I'm just really... Can you define like what you're considering an intro? Because I'm like a little confused on what you're doing as I cause all sorts of noise here.
I appreciate your question, Alex. Yeah, it's important. If you're confused if you're confused, I'm sure some others are too. For me, when I say intro, it does kind of mean a few different things. But ultimately, what I often hear is, at the very least, it's either a generic intro. It's that same one, similar to like what you do. But I've heard a lot of people extend those a lot further than you do. That daddy-daughter generic intro is like 5 to 10 seconds, I think. Whereas I hear other people doing a minute-long generic intro. It's the same intro every week. Welcome to the Podcasting Morning Chat, where we, as a community, help one another, blah, 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 blah. And they do it for like a minute. And that's part of it. And then there's the episode intros where people record a separate one about the episode itself. And then they start the episode. Go ahead, Tristan.
But Mark, therefore, why do you play music at the beginning of your show?
That's different. And I appreciate you saying that. It is. Because here's why. I'm doing this live. If I was not doing this live for an audience, I wouldn't be doing that. But I need those 2 minutes to invite people to the room, make the moderators, share a link at the top of the page, etc. That said, there is no excuse, Tristan, for me to then, why am I not going and editing it out for the recorded version? It's a question I ask myself, and I do it because I'm trying to get this a daily podcast out the door. And I don't want to get too caught up in editing all the time. Is it hurting me? It could be. And I recognize that. So yeah, I appreciate you calling that out. And Alex, I want to make sure, did my answer help clarify, or do you need more clarification?
I think it does clarify it, but I just think there has to be something in the beginning. I just don't think, I don't know. But yeah, no, it does clarify it a lot better.
Yeah, you know, and my argument to that would be, we see a lot of social media content out there, even longer form now these days, that aren't starting with fanfare. They aren't starting with an intro. They get right to it. They start with a title, or better known as a hook, but then they get right into it.
But isn't that a brand as well? I mean, isn't the intro
a brand? Yeah, it can be. Yeah.
That's the way I kind of look at it. But okay, what do everybody else says?
It is a brand. It is something that, you know, and I've shared this before, that I believe in my experience, audiences connect with certain things that you do on a regular basis on your show. And we've talked about it, like the music that we play here in the morning. Yes, it is drawn out for a podcast. And I know that the live audience often tells me they love that music. It pumps them up. They get excited. It says, okay, we're here. Podcasting Morning Chat starting. It signifies something to them. So yes, it can be. But maybe that's all it needs to be, is music. If you've got music that people can connect with, that I can identify as, that's my show, that might be all you need for the branding of an audio podcast, especially. You think about Dominic and how he uses audio throughout his whole podcast. The music to start your podcast is just as effective. Dominic, would you mind sharing, let's talk a little bit about Black is America. Share with us a little bit about how you start that show. Do you use the generic intros, episode-specific intros? Tell us a little bit about that. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody is well. You know, I think, you know, before I get into that, I think it's just, you know, again, I like to have these moments to remind people that, like, we're talking about a medium. Sorry, the oven is going off.
What's the meal?
I don't know yet.
Oh, just preheating the oven?
Yeah, just preheating the oven. I'm okay. Not sure what we're going with this morning.
Okay. You were reminding everybody something.
Yeah, I think it's important to remember that, you know, we're in a medium where we kind of make our own rules here. So redundant intro, one intro, I think it matters to what your audience is looking for and what they have grown accustomed to. I know personally, I'm not a fan of like multiple intros, and there is some overlap in between like the intro and the show notes, the intro the host gives, the second intro the host gives, and then when they have a guest, yeah, hey, tell us a little bit about yourself, then there's like a third intro, right? So It's like I don't personally like it, but I understand why somebody else may like it. So with that being said, for Black is America, right, it's a little different. Now, the format is the same, but like it's obviously not the same because we're telling a different story. And so my job is to put you smack dab in the middle of this, you know, scene, if you will. Right. And so I'm using, you know, descriptors and this and the other. And then we do get into what Alex was saying, you know, the branding of, you know, we come from innovators, heroes, and royalty. And we go into, you know, so that's pretty standard. But I think the intro is important to set the table for what you're about to hear, even if there is show notes, even if there is a descriptor, right? You know, and to Tristan's point, right? I haven't had time to read or whatever, because it just goes right into the next show, right? So I kind of need that, you know, that descriptor, whatever. If I'm podcasting because I'm commuting to work, or I'm podcasting because I'm on a run, right? I'm not feeling like, okay, stop, workout. Let's see what we got here. Da, 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 da. I'm not about to do that. So I think I kind of get everybody's point. And I think it's just a matter of, you know, what your audience, you know, will let you know and what they want to hear, and just kind of go from there.
That's fair. And Dominic, my follow-up to that is, let's say your favorite, you're listening to a podcast, it's wrapping up, and it's not set to auto cue, and it goes to your favorite podcast, the next one, called Cooking Lunch for Zoe. Okay? So
great podcast.
It comes it comes on and it starts. All right. It's just, you know, it might just start, welcome to, says the name, and then gets right into it. Do you stop listening?
Of course not.
And do you feel like, oh, I'm frustrated. I want to know what this is about. Or do you just maybe get curious and keep listening, being that it's your favorite podcast?
Sometimes, you know, it's a little bit of both, right? Because sometimes, I don't know, maybe my cue is just messed up. Sometimes it'll play something I've already heard.
Oh, yeah.
But so there's that. But no, I think sometimes I'll just get curious, especially if I'm in the mood to listen to more podcasts, or I'm trying to finish a run or that commute to work or something like that. So no, I'll probably just get curious and just kind of, you know, let the process play out. And if for some reason Cooking Lunch for Zoe is like, you know, like, chicken piccata. Yeah, I already know how to make that. So I'll turn it off, right? Yeah. You know, so it just kind of depends.
Yeah. And you know, I want to go back to something I said before. What I'm suggesting here for the conversation, it's not what we were saying with Alex. You know, it's not like we, I'm suggesting you don't still set up the episode. Of course, every story, every episode needs a beginning. I'm simply saying or suggesting, couldn't we have a little bit of music play for a couple of seconds and then the story or interview begins? Welcome back to the Podcasting Morning Chat. Today, my guest is Dominic Lawson, 23-time award winner and host of the podcast Black is America. And then, boom, get into it. Dominic, welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm a fan of that. I definitely am a fan of that. But I know some people, they need the, you know, I don't want to be negative about it. They need that pomp and circumstance, right? I think there's something to what Alex said earlier, the branding of it all, right? You know, like when you see your favorite show, you know, like The View or something else, right? Like, I think some people like that. That you know, that intro music. So, you know, I think it just depends on the audience, I think. You know, I guess sometimes, I'm not saying this is not a great topic, but I think sometimes when it comes to these things, we kind of overthink it, right? And we put too much into it or think about it too much. So, you know, I think it just depends on the audience.
Yeah, I think that's very true. And it depends on the host.
Correct.
Right? Because for me, like I said with Tristan, he pointed out, well, Mark, you're playing music for 2 minutes. Yeah, well, that's because that's what works best for me. And I'm willing to make the sacrifice and see what happens. And that doesn't mean I'm sticking with it forever. You know, we've been at this now, believe it or not, we've put out 60 episodes since we went plus 60 episodes. And that's since we turned it into a podcast. And it's still, the jury's out. I might eventually get rid of that. And as a matter of fact, I've already been thinking about shortening the music in general to start that process of potentially getting rid of it or shortening it considerably. My other thought is maybe I do use that music to share a message of some sort for the podcast audience. Maybe it's talking a little further about the Podcasting Morning Chat, but then that doesn't feel right to me because I personally feel like the big intros aren't worth the squeeze. So I don't know. I'm still on the fence, but I am testing it and I'll see where I go with it. I think at the very least, I'm going to cut down that music. That's been my plan. So we'll see. All right, here's what I'm going to do. We're not done with this conversation because I do want to hear from DR, who's been up here since we got started. I do want to hear from Yvonne and Billy, who've joined us. And I invited Dan up because DR, this has a little bit to do with you too, now that I think of it. Because Dan had reached out to me yesterday to share, you know, that he's been using Hark, H-A-R-K, to consume podcasts. And let me start there first, Dan, because you've been sharing with me that you love it. And I was curious if you would, for those who may not remember or haven't heard, would you share a little bit about Hark in general? And then we'll talk about the show you shared with me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it ties, first of all, thank you.
You're welcome.
I think it ties, and thank you to DR. Now that I know you were the original source, I'm grateful because it is a great tool for finding new podcasts, but it ties into today's conversation beautifully, I believe, because I have found that, you know, just in the daily, well, you asked first about what it is. So it is an app that curates moments from podcasts around the world, I suppose. Their editors do a great job of finding snippets from various podcasts and sharing them in a daily, weekly, and most interested summary. You know, what we're listening to is one of the feeds on the Hark app that you can check out. But I've been enjoying the daily, and it's introduced me to some interesting conversations. One is the one I shared with you yesterday, Mark. And before that, one I found really appealing came from a podcast called The Moth, and it was A Date for a Toaster. Just a fascinating story of a woman's experience back in the online dating with Craigslist days that turned out really well in the end. So I won't spoil that. If anybody wants to go check that out, that was another great conversation snippet, 5 minutes that I heard about, and fascinating story. And what I really like is how they set up each snippet. There's about 20 or 30 seconds where they introduce what you're about to hear. It helps you really quickly decide if that's something that interests you, or do you want to move on? And it's pretty simple to just move on to the next clip. And then yesterday, of course, Mark, I shared with you an interview with a vending machine, which I just found fascinating.
Yes. Yeah. And I did too. Thank you for sharing that with me. So this is a series called Everything is Alive. And I'll give you just my synopsis. They basically take inanimate objects and they give them a life. And what they do is they put a real person in as the, you know, an actor who's playing the part of, in this case, the one Dan shared with me, a vending machine. And they're interviewing the vending machine, asking it basically about its life, its challenges, etc. And it is, and it's all improv, from what I can tell. It says it's, they say it's unscripted. And I want to just play a minute or two for you, just to give you a sense of it, because I find this creative podcasting, to say the least.
The podcast Everything is Alive is one of the most original shows out there. Each episode, Ian Chillag imagines a conversation with an inanimate object. For today's Moment of Hark, we meet Vinny, the vending machine.
They do business.
They do business in the office. It's no pleasure, just mostly business in the office.
Well, let's start by talking about the people in the office, the people who use you. Are there...
No, I'm sorry. I don't like that.
Please tell me the right term, because when it came out of my mouth, it felt wrong.
It, you know, and that's okay. It's a learning experience for everyone. It's not use so much as it is a transaction. I do consider them to be my regulars. Mm-hmm. There's Nancy, who sometimes has difficult phone calls to make. As you know, that we're having a bit of an economy right now. So there is, she has had to let some people go, unfortunately. And she comes into the break room and she stands in front of me for minutes at a time, looking at what she wants to get. A1, A2, A3, A4, Gardetto's, Chex Mix, Lay's, Funyuns. But she always gets the same thing. And that thing is a Cheeto.
All right, there you go. I'll just play it in a minute or so of the podcast. I don't want to spoil it for anybody. And I thought that that was so creative. I don't know why, it almost reminds me of, it kind of reminds me of The Office, but with inanimate objects. I love this. This to me gave me some inspiration. It made me feel like I really want to do something creative like that, meaning a podcast specifically, something creative like that. That feels fun to me. Yeah, Dominic, go ahead.
It is fun because that's very similar to what I did for Sid. About like the from the office chairs point of view.
That's right.
So that's why I was very much intrigued by what you just played there. So it is fun, and it does definitely sparked like the creative juices. So this is really dope.
Yeah, agreed. Everything is Alive. I will make sure I'll put that in the show notes for people. And again, we found that on harkaudio.com. I am glad, Dan, thank you for using it and following up and sharing it with me, because I sometimes hear something, I get excited about it, and then my ADHD gets the best of me and I forget about it. So people like you help keep that those things in the forefront of my mind, and I am so glad you did, because now I get it. Now I see the value in this kind of tool. So thank you. Okay. I want to keep things going. I know I said we have the mailbag, I'm going to get to one of those. I want to first check in with a couple of other people who have joined us. DR, good morning. Thank you for your patience. I know you've been up here all morning. Did you want to add to this conversation of the podcast intro? Do we keep it? Do we cut it down? What are your thoughts?
Well, Mark, I just don't know how you got inside my head. So you need to pay rent or something for this, because I was up until about 2:30 in the morning going through little samples of just a few notes playing, because I have a client who's launching a new podcast. So in order to, so she won't go down the rabbit hole, I go down that rabbit hole for her and get out about 8 snippets, and she can pick from those. But going through each one, clicking that little arrow, you know, just to listen to a couple of minutes to see if I get the right feel, was something that I was just doing a couple hours ago. And there are a couple of different intros. I mean, I'm taking a chance that my client is not listening to this particular podcast because she actually, you know, she has the intro with the music. This is what this show is about. And then she has a very long intro for her guest. I mean, it's very long. So I have always thought that, yes, you need that music. You need something familial. It's part of the brand. It's kind of the same thing when you watch any show on TV. They usually have that familiar music that you know, and that it gets you into the mood for what you're about to hear and things like that. I like that. But when it comes to the guest intro, you know, like three lines is all you need. I mean, if I was the host, you should trust me enough to know that I'm going to get good people to come on. That's all you really need to know. If you want to know more, go to the show notes. I would put a full bio in the show notes, or at least on the website somewhere, about who I'm interviewing and, you know, their whole CV. I'd put that on the website. But verbally, to hear it for a long amount of time, I don't need that. I don't need that.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I know we've talked about that from time to time here, that if you want to get that bio out there to your audience during the show, ask questions to your guest that will reveal that experience.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you, DR. And I won't tell your client.
Yourself, the whole tell me about yourself thing is just so grating to me. It's just grates on my ear so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Just tell me about yourself is so open-ended. And I see so many guests struggle sometimes with that because they don't know where to go with that.
It hinges a little bit on disrespect, like the host did not have enough time to find out about. I mean, even if you have to, in the pre-interview, even if you have to say, how would you like me to introduce you? I mean, that would be fine. Just take 2 or 3 lines out and do it that way. But to have a whole long drawn out, and she likes knitting, and she has...
right. And that's also the danger too, when you ask, tell me about yourself, that might be some of the answer that's revealed is, yes, I frequently knit, right? But yeah. but who cares in the context of this episode, right? It may not have any place for it.
I asked my client about this. I said, you said that she likes knitting. And she says, I thought it was fun. I said,
and that's okay. I mean, I hear that. But yeah, I mean, if maybe that was a quick throwaway, okay. But like, if it's all part of this whole big illustrious intro, probably not necessary. And I do want to say, you mentioned the word, it shows a sign of disrespect. I believe that in most cases, I think they're doing it with respect. I think that a lot of hosts are feeling like, let me give this person their opportunity to shine and share all of the great things about them. I won't do it as good a justice as they will. And they defer. But I do think it ends up, it's not really disrespectful, but for lack of a better word, it may feel that way or come across that way, maybe to an audience. Who knows? I think maybe the better approach, like I said, is ask questions about their experience. That feels like that feels very respectful to me, because it shows, like you said, that the person's done their research and they're inquiring, they're inquisitive about their guest on behalf of their audience. So thank you, DR. I appreciate that. Yeah. And Nick, did you want to say something before we go to Billy?
I did, and
lost it.
Happened since then, and it's gone. So if I think about it, I'll let you know.
No problem. Welcome to my world of ADHD. All right, Billy, coming to you. What say you? Do you want to weigh in on this whole idea of the intro for a podcast episode?
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. Well, now I'm more on the consumer side, so I really pay attention to it more than I did as a producer. But a couple of things, like when I was doing the podcast, we had some cheesy music made for our show, which was kind of funny. And, you know, at first we were like, whatever, it'll just do. And then we never fixed it. We never really made it what we wanted it. But people to this day, if I get on like an Instagram live, or if I'm out in public, if I go to a tackle shop, like somebody will come up and sing this little song to me. It's so funny. And I'm like, wow, you guys like really like that little, that little ditty there. That's pretty funny. And so when it comes to the music side, I definitely think there's an audio branding aspect to it that could be important, that could be a part of your show, that could make it more memorable. When it comes to the multi-layer of intro, and you guys have talked about this, so I'm just talking, you know, even more about it. But the whole like, all right, today we're going to talk with Mark Ronick from Ironic Media and blah, 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 blah. I hate all that crap. I think it's like ridiculous, and I'm with you. I think you got to be a good interviewer, and you got to ask those questions to pull out that information and just let the person know without doing this whole introduction, because by that point, I'm already bored after a minute and a half. And somebody did this really well. And once the podcast is out, I'll share the episode. But it's the one I produced live at that festival a few weeks ago. And I can't remember exactly how the lady introed the show. And who knows how they'll edit. But in the live recording, she basically was like, oh, hey, such and such. Thank you so much for being on the show. My first question for you is, last night, your son, Chase, was on stage, and ladies started to throw their bras at him. How did that make you feel? And I was like, I was blown away. I was like, my God, what a great question. Yeah. I am hooked. I don't care anything about this lady's podcast. Never going to listen to another episode. But I was hooked on the whole entire show, because she just came out firing on a crazy question. I was like, that's how you interview somebody. Like, that's amazing. So anyway, that was her strategy. I don't know how it'll be edited, but it was in person. It was like everybody's face hit the floor. Like, what the did you just ask her?
And that was just the opening question. It was like interview start and boom, she just asked that question out of the gate.
Yeah, right. Wow. I mean, number one question. I was like, okay, this is awesome. Like, this is happening. It was great.
Yeah, that'll hook someone in for sure. Thanks, Billy. Appreciate it. Before I get to Yvonne, I want to say hello to Walt Gaynor, who has joined us, one of our moderators, co-hosts of the Podcasting Morning Chat. Walt, good morning to you. And I'll ask you, how do you start working while Black? What is the intro process? Do you go right into it with the interview, or do you set it up first with maybe a generic intro, a custom intro? What does that look like?
It's a good question. I like everyone's points. I don't think there's like a necessarily bad way to do it, but me personally, I actually start off with a teaser. And that's originally, I used to start with just this generic intro, and then I create my own custom intro and then get the episode started. I don't like to start off with the, hey, I mean, you already know, I don't like small talk. So get to it. But I started doing the teaser for Working While Black, and it was more of a decision to make it more watchable on YouTube, because YouTube has the autoplay feature. And I was like, okay, if I have the first 30 to whatever seconds as the teaser, pulling in different clips and moments from the episode that could pull people in, it's like, okay, yeah, stick around for this and that and this and that, especially because my episodes are typically over an hour long. So yeah, teaser, and then I do my own intro, like, this is what it's about, what I asked, what you may be interested in. And that for me is like a, if this doesn't interest you, then go about your day. You know, your time is important. So, yeah,
that's how I do it. I like that. Yeah, the clips, that's a big one for me. I feel like a lot of us could get away without an intro and lean on the clips to set up the episode to the points that Dominic has made and Tristan made. Yeah, if maybe the clips set it up for those people who are listening on the go that don't have time to stop and read about the episode, those clips can often really tell us what we're about to get into. Maybe they're quick clips of the questions, quick clips of part of an answer or answers. Yeah, that I have found for me as a listener, that's been very effective.
Oh, also, as a listener, I personally don't mind a generic like intro, especially if there's like a theme to it, like like I think Sabaz was saying in the chat earlier. So yeah, I'm here for whatever creativity, but I do agree, like the whole beginning, opening questions, I think that's a really important moment to get people straight in.
Yep. Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, that's fair. Thank you, Walt. DR, did you have something?
I did. Yeah, you know, when it comes to those little cold clip opens, I call them stingers, by the way. That's what I call them. And sometimes, you know, it has to be just very brief, extremely brief. If you can keep it under 30 seconds, that would be great. But sometimes the guest just is not compelling enough in a 30-second clip to, you know, to put that out. So I have been known to do a little bit of editing, Frankenstein something together, a few phrases together to get the gist of the show, of the episode, and put that out as the stinger. Because sometimes it just, the guest speaks, you know, in long phrases and it just needs more context on what they're saying. So yeah, I get out my chef knife and I go to town. I'm a Ginzu.
I can appreciate that, DR. Thank you. Yvonne, good morning. Thank you for your patience. What did you want to add to this topic about intros?
Oh my goodness. You have got my brain cooking this morning. And I just want to say to Dan, I heard that moth episode that you were referring to with the toaster date, and I do recommend it to anybody. it was a great story. So I do all the things that you're saying are bad to do, which is hilarious. But so I start with a clip or a stinger, if you will, from the conversation, anything that I can that I feel like really captures the gist of where of the top takeaway maybe, or just a really good moment. And that can be hard to find sometimes, depending on the guest. I also have been a bit of a Ginzu, I will say, DR, in that effort. I have music that underlies it. I have my theme music. I have a generic intro. And my reasoning for doing that, but you have me rethinking everything. I will say this. My reason for doing the generic intro is that is my moment to set up the whole kind of like what this podcast is, and also gives me a moment to promote my community. So I use that as a quick introduction. It got too long for a little bit. I've shortened that down. And then I do go into an intro for the episode in particular. And the reason I do that is because I've been told, or I've had love that you have guests, people also need more of you as the host. And so I do try to pull in a hook for the audience, a little bit of what's going on in the context of my life and why I am excited to have this guest on and why they're worth listening to. So it's just a little bit of a setting the stage for the listener to come in and go, okay, this is why I'm excited about having this person on to talk to you today about this thing.
Yeah.
But it's long.
But it's long. And Yvonne, we're not saying, to Dominic's point and the point I made earlier, we're not saying there is a right or a wrong here. If what it's a matter of paying attention to what's working for you, what's working for your audience. And I'm simply challenging the norm of what we're all used to. And a lot of that's I feel like a lot of us feel compelled to have intros because that's how we're used to a lot of media that we take in, a lot of shows that we take in, is especially some of us who are a little bit older. When it comes to TV programming, they used to run long intros to set up their episodes, right? When you think about sitcoms and the music, think about, yeah, whatever sitcom, your favorite sitcom. Back in the day, those intros, I mean, I think they sometimes were like a minute and a half of music and introducing each person, et cetera. Now on network TV, it may be, you may see like a 5 second, 10 second intro. It's a quick musical jingle and the name of the show and boom, that's it.
And I've also noticed that they'll do a whole, like you may get 4 minutes, 5 minutes of something happening in the show. And then they go into the branding and the music and the credits of the show. And then you go back to the story.
Yeah. Absolutely. Dominic, go ahead, and then we'll go to DR, and we've got a couple other people to check in with.
No, Yvonne was basically describing Black is America. Like, I'll spend a good 2, 3, 4 minutes building that story and setting the table and setting the tone. But to that point, and Simbaza said this earlier in the notes, I think those jingles and stuff are what make you kind of last the test of time, right? You know, like right now I'm binge watching Cheers, if you will, right?
Oh, yeah.
So like, I know many people know that theme song and it's never going to go away because it's so memorable and it's so like ingrained in the back of your psyche or whatever. But I think, you know, there's something to be said about that, like to have those, you know, long, you know, jingles or whatever, because you really want your podcast to kind of stand the test of time, unless you're not trying to make it stand the test of time and you're just trying to do something else with it. But I think for some of us, we're trying to do that, leave a mark. And so there's something to be said about that.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we hit a little bit of that too earlier with the idea of branding when Alex asked, you know, isn't the music part of your branding? And yeah, I agree. And I still think, like I said earlier, you can lean on that music without doing a whole big intro behind it. You could just start the music, start your show, fade out the music. And I love the way that you described how Black is America starts, right? It's like, yeah, give that content, give that juicy content to get people hooked. And then the music plays, then there's an intro, and then it gets right back to it. I like that because I feel like then you've hooked potentially that audience and then you're introducing the show. It feels there's something significant about that for me.
And I'll say this really quickly. I think that's also why, you know, our show is able to have a very high consumption rate as well, like to stay and listen throughout the entirety. So I think it's pretty important. It's pretty important to Black is America and shows like mine or whatever. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Thank you, Dominic. Let me check in with Royfield. Royfield, we haven't had you up here in a little bit. Welcome back. What did you want to add to the conversation?
This is a great conversation. And it really got me thinking. I'm just going to run outside of this cafe, so there might be too much background noise. But it's really made me think. And the pivot to me starting to put some of my content on YouTube, and somebody mentioned this before, has made me actually change my intros. So I now do the snippets from the interview and put at the start of my podcast shows. But it's interesting, on on YouTube, you don't actually have any intro music. You can see the engagement levels just fall rapidly as soon as somebody hits your content. And they're so close to other bits of content. Whereas when somebody is subscribed to your podcast, it's much more of a siloed experience. And they do want that sonic reinforcement of, I'm back to my favorite podcast. So having a jingle, a piece of music, a familiar intro, it is really important. But that's really just got me thinking when somebody mentioned YouTube before, that the two platforms actually demand slightly different things. You know, people go to sleep, people wash the dishes, people do very intimate and mundane things whilst listening to your podcast. You don't quite do the same things with YouTube. You've got to be much more engaged. You've got to sit up and to be engaged watching that screen. So it means that your intros can be very different. The other thing I'd say as well is that it really does depend on how long is a piece of string as to what your intro is like. On my Mid-Atlantic show, which is US and UK politics compared and contrasted, I talk about the issues we're going to talk about. At least I intro them. I mention the guests. That can run to a couple of minutes because sometimes you're dealing with quite complex issues which you're about to set up and then put to the panel. So you can't just say, today we're going to talk about Donald Trump in court. First question, da 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 da. You know, you've got to set it up because not everybody is aware that Donald Trump is in court. And my audience is transatlantic. So some of my British listeners will need that to be set up for them. Why is he in court? I thought he was in court for something else, et cetera, et cetera. So that can lead for a relatively lengthy intro, but I completely take the point that somebody mentioned before, that if you are speaking to interviewing a guest and it's an intimate conversation, there's, you know, to go through their whole life story to set up the first question feels a bit redundant. You know, you want to give somebody the reason why that person is important to you, why you've got them on the show, but then you want to kind of get into it kind of quickly. And for them to then tell the listeners and tell you, the interviewer, you know, what they've done, why they're important, why they're actually on the show. So in a long-winded roundabout way, Mark, I've said absolutely nothing.
No.
to say it's a how long is a piece of string, but different types of show and different platforms demand different intros. And it was just on the last note, I changed my intro for Mid-Atlantic this week for the first time in 10 years. Mm. And that was, for me, quietly emotional. I put together the music with the audio clips of US presidents and British prime ministers. I change it every time there's a new president or prime minister. But fundamentally, it's been the same. And for me to get rid of that is going to be a different sonic experience. So you do these things lightly, but as always, wonderful conversation, Mark. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you, Roy Field. Appreciate it. And yeah, I am glad that you shared. I'm glad we had time because I do think that's a great point about it. Depending on the platform, you may have to have a different strategy for how you start your podcast or your show on YouTube than you would on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc. That's a really important point. And I feel it's really important to reiterate that I don't believe there is one solution. I personally believe the intros can be eliminated and you can still have a very successful podcast. But I've heard plenty of arguments for other ways of doing it, because that's what's working for you. That's cool. I think the idea here, again, as it is most mornings, listen to the different opinions and decide what you gravitate toward. What is it that you like about my answer versus Dominic's versus Roy Field's? Right? Pick the one that you're most curious about, you're most interested about, and explore. You can always change it back. I think that's also a thing with podcasters. We feel like once we make a change, we got to stick with it. Well, I would say, yeah, stick with it for a spell. Make sure, give it a chance to breathe and grow and see if it works. But it's okay then, if you feel like it's not working, to go back and change it either to the original or just change it up again. I think it was Dominic that said, this is your show. You can do whatever the F you want with it. But put some thought into it. Put some care into it. Pay attention to whether or not it's working and be willing to pivot and adjust. So we're back tomorrow, 7 a.m. Eastern, doing the podcasting news, covering all the headlines around the world of podcasting, talking about them, seeing how they affect us as creators. Looking forward to that conversation. We may have our special news guy back tomorrow, who joined us for the first time last week, Mick from the AI Briefing, will give us some AI news as it relates to podcasting. Looking forward to that. And I appreciate everybody's participation today. I know we didn't get to the mailbag. That's been in the back of my mind, making me feel a little guilty. I will do my best to manage that better and answer some of these questions that we've received along the way here. So until tomorrow, make it a great day, everybody. Take care.